Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank appeals documents 1913-1914, page 1660, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Miss Mary Fagan's purse, and that I gave the purse to a Negro child. Nor did I ask Annie Maud Carter to be with me. Nor did she tell me, no, that was when I was down in jail. I did not make these statements to Annie Maud Carter, either in substance or in any other like language. I further state that I circumflex Annie Maud Carter states that same is true, that she is misstating facts. I further state that such statements are untrue and are not the facts, that I did not do the things above stated, nor did I tell her that I done them. I know Dr. Dot Rencama know him while he was a prisoner in the Fulton County Jail. I have seen him and Annie Maud Carter talking together in the jail on the first floor. Dr. Dot Ren has delivered to me in my cell wing upon several occasions notes from Annie Maud Carter. He would sometimes bring them into my cell wing at night and throw them in on my bunk and tell me that Annie Maud Carter had sent them to me. At one time I saw him throw a note from the second floor where he was standing immediately in front of Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. cell, and Annie Maud Carter throw the note to me. I have been bothered by people coming into my cell wing. Sometimes Deputy Roberts would bring people in as if he were showing them the heating system, and lots of times when he would come in and go out, he would leave the cell wing door open or unlocked, and others would come in. Some Jews have been in my cell wing, and Mr. Dot Darley Kama, who is over at the pencil factory, has been one of those who have come into my cell wing. Dr. Dot Wren, quote, S. brothers, have both been in my cell wing, and he himself was in my cell wing frequently while he was in jail as a prisoner. In this way, Annie Maud Carter did come into my cell wing once and stayed a short time. It is not true that I saw J.W. Boozer on Peter Saint on April 26, 1913. Frank Reese, sworn to ex the state. About the middle of last summer, 1913, I was sentenced to serve 6 months jail sentence for carrying concealed weapons. I got out about February of this year. While I was a prisoner serving a jail sentence during that term, I was a trusty prisoner and cleaned up around the jail and did laundry work. I knew Dr. Dot Rencama, a white prisoner who was also serving a jail sentence and who was also a trusty prisoner. He roomed in the hospital on the fifth floor and had charge of the medicine room on the fifth floor.